loved ones. Welcome to Vox Pop Talks, the podcast that covers marketing tips, straight talks with a variety of business owners and entrepreneurs, tips for taking mental breaks, and of course, the occasional trip inside my crazy head of ideas. I always have tons of crazy business ideas, marketing campaigns, etc., and just things about life that I want to share. And I have lots of wonderful people who also want to share with you as well. I'm your host, Urina Harrell, and I'm really excited to get started with today's talk. So let's dive right in. Happy Thursday, everyone. I am back again. And today it's really funny because today I'm actually sitting in my car waiting for my Thai food. I really had a craving for Thai food. I sat here and I was thinking through my business and how I can improve processes. I'm constantly trying to do process improvement. And I'm sitting here and I'm really thinking through this. And I'm like, how do I scale? How do you scale a service-based business? So this podcast is really targeted towards how I think about scaling and improving service-based businesses. So I'm going to go back to my experience. I used to work at Walmart. If you've never heard a podcast from me, I was a Walmart merchant for a bit. So I kind of understand how big retailers get products in their stores and on their online shelves, right? I was specifically online, but I also then moved to omnichannel, which meant I dealt with stores and online. So I have an understanding of both. And there's a lot of moving parts. The stores don't own most of the things they sell. They buy them from distributors. Those items are either placed in fulfillment centers or received through different channels. And then they're put in their stores. And then from the store, the customer comes, walks in and purchases it. And of course there's, you know, you increase the price in that process, et cetera, to make sure you're profitable, generally. And then, you know, it goes out to the customer and the customer receives it. What I was thinking about is how we can easily understand this process when it's a physical product, right? If we're talking about toilet paper, which was a very popular subject in the beginning of COVID-19. If we're talking about toilet paper, we can see how someone will buy toilet paper from a manufacturer. Usually a distributor does that. So they'll buy it from a manufacturer. And then from the manufacturer, it goes to the distributor. Then the price is ranked up a little bit. And then from the distributor, it goes to unless there's another person, it goes to, you know, a store like a Walmart or a Target or someone. The price is then again raised a little bit more. And then it goes to us, the customer. There's lots of negotiations because you can imagine people are not going to try to buy $20 toilet paper. There's a lot of things going through, you know, that process. Packaging changes. Sometimes you have like a vendor pack, which is this really big box. And then by the time it comes to the store to you, it could be a single roll that you're receiving or a roll of six, right? But it could have started from the manufacturer as this huge pallet of, you know, packages. So there's all these changes and things that happen as you move down the fulfillment line and the supply chain. What I will say is that I'm starting to realize that service-based businesses are no different. The biggest difference is the abstract offering, right? The fact that your offering or whatever you're doing is not a product that can be easily seen and handed off. But theoretically, there is still some type of product being handed off. As a marketing agency, we have to give things like deliverables. We have to do things like flyers. We have to do things like strategy campaigns, reports, all these type of things. These are our different types of products. They're not the same type of product that you would think of when you think of a toilet paper, but it is still in some way a product. And actually what also helped me kind of understand my services as products. I know this is very confusing if you're not really following. What helped me understand my services as quote unquote products was Facebook. Facebook calls each one of its different assets or tools or services or different technology-based softwares products, right? They call advertising a certain type of product. And even further down, they call display ads or story ads one type of product, in-feed ads are one type of product. Ads that show up when you're watching a video on Facebook are considered a different type of product. So they consider all these different versions of how people can have ads shown to you products, right? They call the direct mail or the private message advertisements products, a type of product as well. So you can see where these aren't physical things that we touch, right? You don't receive a private message on Facebook in real life and touch it and hold it, you read it. And it's consumed in the same way that maybe a service is consumed. So even though our service-based businesses are a little bit different and a little more abstract, you can make your scalability more concrete by thinking about them as products. And if you do that, you can then take the process it takes from you to, you know, onboard a client to deliver whatever products, quote unquote, whether it's report, strategies, etc. You can take that same thinking and then kind of lay out your own supply chain, your own process. And then you can see where the insufficiencies exist. You can see where you can improve things. And you can really get to this point of fine tuning almost a machine. Even though a lot of this is theoretical or a lot of this is more abstract, you can figure out how to maximize your time, how to maximize your business, and eventually how to scale. I hope this way of thinking really helps you. I hope you really sit with this idea of thinking of your service-based business the same way a big retailer thinks about their supply chain, because if you do that and you really sit with it, it'll take you very far. I can feel the changes already happening in my business now that I've shifted my thinking to this type of thinking. And if you are not familiar with the supply chain, I know I rushed through and I only touched the very surface of what a supply chain is like in a big business. If you're not very familiar with supply chain, I highly recommend you go and look at the supply chain, learn about how supply chains work, the different factors, the different people, the different players and stakeholders. Take a moment and just sit with how they move a product from manufacturer all the way to actual customer's hands. And then I want to see how you can take whatever your service is and apply some of those same principles, improve some of those same principles, and apply it to your business. I think a lot of times we get stuck, excuse the background noise, as I said, I was in the car, really recording this because it was on my heart. I think a lot of times as a service-based business, I can say this because I am definitely guilty of it. We get stuck in the fact that it's not as easy to see or to understand. A lot of times our clients don't leave with something physically in their hands. And being in the digital space, it feels even more kind of lifted up. So how do you make what you do tangible, one, enough to think about the places where you can improve? And two, how do you make it tangible enough to measure and to scale? So these are the things I really, really want you to think through. Don't think about your problem as the problem. Take a moment to think about your problem in a different lens and then figure out backwards how you can fix that. I think that has, again, really, really helped me as I work through this many of the woes that other small business owners like myself work through. I've been through enough storms and challenges. I failed enough to know what does work and really what doesn't work, right? And how can we rethink our problems and our situations in order to improve upon them? So again, that is today's talk. Thank you so much for joining me on this Thursday. I really hope that thinking about your service-based business the same way that a big retailer thinks about their supply chain system and process helps you improve upon your process and ultimately improve upon your business. Even if you're not a service-based business, please share this with someone who does have a service-based business. I guarantee you that if you share this with 5 friends and they all have service-based businesses, one of them is going to have an aha moment because of this, and it's going to really change their business. I truly believe that, because it's changed mine. I've watched it and I have multiple businesses. And I know how hard it is to scale and do things when it's not just a matter of buying more inventory, right? So I really, really hope you share this with people who you know have service-based businesses and that it helps their business and it gives them the aha moment they need to scale and to succeed. I wish you nothing but the best. Happy Thursday, and I'll talk to you next time.